Joe, your thoughts on Garrett? We were all waiting for this and kind of snuck up on us yesterday. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, Miles is very fast. That's my thought on Myles Garrett. I think he's doing an amazing job. I can easily see when he's out there the reasons why you make him the number one pick. He's got an athleticism, an ability to bend and run that few players in the NFL have. And the way he works at it, the way he analyzes his game after every practice, the way he studies, it's easy to understand why he was the consensus number one pick.
How can you help him get better, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I've got enough experience under my belt that I can give him a few tips. Now, nothing would replace his coach, but from my perspective, I can let him know what's hard on a tackle, what makes my job difficult when he does certain things. And it's been fun because he's very receptive to coaching. He's extremely bright, and he's great at understanding the points that you're trying to give him. And I'm excited to watch him out there in the first preseason game and see what happens.
Joe, Bruce Smith said yesterday that he told Hugh that he should practice him against you as much as he can in this important period of his growth. Mm-hmm. So you might have to practice a little more just to get into it.
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready to do that there, Tony. I like my golfing days just like you do. So, no, I do enjoy going against him. I think it's good to go against a variety of different players. Certainly the challenge will be better when we're going against each other, and it'll help him improve his game. I think anytime you get an opportunity to practice against good competition, you raise your own level and your intensity kind of goes up. So certainly I think I would expect to see him running with the ones a little bit more. I know he's run a little bit with the twos, a little bit with the ones so far. But it's great. I think the way they're bringing him along and making him earn his spot is really good. And I've seen nothing but positive things from Miles so far.
He said you thought after he tried to bull rush you that you pushed him inside and said, like, whispered, like, nice try or something. Did you have some fun with him?
Yeah, you know, the training camp practices can get a little hot and long. So you got to have some fun with things when you're out there. And the little fun banter back and forth is always something that's fun, and it's definitely fun to have fun with the rookies too a little bit.
So did you let him go around you like that just because Bruce Smith was here and you
wanted to be there? No, it was great seeing Bruce out there. I was a big fan when I was a kid, and to have him out there sharing his knowledge is, I'm sure, unbelievably exceptional for Miles and for all those guys on the defensive line.
On that outside rush, I mean, his speed, I mean, is it, obviously there's so many fast edge rushers you face, but does it stand out? Is it above average? Is it even on a
level maybe? I think he's pretty fast. You know, it'll be fun to see him, like I said, out there in a game situation when the live bullets are flying, and I think he's going to do a good job. I mean, there's one thing you can't teach, and that's speed, and as an edge rusher, if you have speed, you can make things difficult for a tackle and a quarterback, because that's the one area that you can't teach. You know, you can teach pass rush moves, but if you got a guy that's just fast, it makes a tackle's life difficult the whole game.
Hey, Joe, I know it's only been one day with him with the ones, but has there been that moment yet in camp where you're thinking to yourself that I'm going to have to go against this guy in the game situation?
You know, actually, I got a chance to watch OTAs, and one of the OTA practices he was in, he ran around, and it was probably something that nobody else would have noticed, but the ball got thrown, and he sprinted down the field like 50 yards to chase the ball, and he was faster than every other person on that field, including the cornerbacks. And that's the moment when you're like, wow, this guy's really got something special. And I think you're going to see a lot of moments like that in the fall.
Hey, Joe, since you admit you don't practice all the time, so do you say, hey, I need to practice today? Or how does that work?
As far as my schedule?
Yeah,
so the schedule that I'm on is sort of an every other day. So I'll practice yesterday and off today and then on the next day. That's about all there is to it. I mean, I guess if I need a little bit more rest after a practice day, for instance, you know, if I have more plays than I expected, or, you know, something's sore, you just feel like you need a little bit more recovery, then you might get two days off, but we're lucky that we haven't had to do that just yet.
So then, talk about staying mentally sharp, like you obviously do. What goes into all that?
Yeah. The mental side of things, staying sharp, is pretty easy because you're still in every meeting. You're taking all of the walkthrough reps, and you're still getting, you know, 50 or 60 team reps out there based on the walkthroughs alone. And then you go sit in meetings for, which feels like 12 hours sometimes. So the mental side of thing is pretty easy. I think the most important thing in training camp is just getting your body physically in condition, muscle conditioning, and then your cardiovascular conditioning, and then just kind of knocking the rust off, because as an offensive lineman, the run game's easy. That's kind of like riding a bike, but pass protection is like an art. There's a definite fine technique to it that takes a little bit of time, sort of refining that technique every year, getting back to where you need to be to be able to be at your best.
Sean and Cam have been filling in, you know, for you when you're not out, but they're also competing for that right tackle job. Mm-hmm. How much, you know, we've asked you about talking to Miles and giving him pointers. How much, I guess, coaching behind the scenes are you doing with those two guys, not only at your particular position, but for one of them to slide in on that right side?
Well, I try to help all the guys out on the offensive line when I see things that I think would help them, especially the tackles, because obviously I have more experience as a tackle, and I feel like there's more wisdom that I can impart upon them. And the days that I don't practice, it's really great because I can stand back there and watch them on every rep and help them when they come off to the sideline and give them some pointers on some of the things that I'm seeing and some of the things that I think they could do better, or if maybe they just totally missed something, I can point it out to them so that they're able to make that correction in the middle of practice rather than waiting until they sit down in the meeting room after practice is over to make that correction. So hopefully it's an accelerated growth and learning period, and hopefully I'm able to help them a little bit turn into the players that they can be.
Along those lines, what have you seen out of Rod Johnson?
I think Rod's been doing a good job. I know he's a young kid kind of competing for one of those backup positions. But you can understand the way he moves his feet, why he was such a good college player, and why we drafted him where we did. I think he's a really smart player. And so the improvement that he's made from the first practice to where he is right now is pretty impressive already.
What makes Miles different? How do you have a sense that he could be different from some other first-round pass rushers that have come through here, like a Barkevious Mingo? I mean, what sets him apart already?
Well, I think the things that you see out of Miles already that makes him special is just his speed off the ball, his speed around the edge, the way he can bend, and his quickness is change of direction. I think those are the skills that you can't really teach that he has. And he's pretty big. I mean, I don't know how much he weighs, but usually guys that have his type of elite speed are more of the 220, 230-pound range. And those guys that are not as effective pass rushers usually because they're not as powerful. But Miles is a powerful guy. And so, you know, he's got that total package of all the things you're looking for when you're looking for a pass rusher: the size, the speed, the quickness, the explosiveness.
Got any Bob Wiley stories for us?
Oh, man, lots of Bob Wiley stories. We love Bob Wiley. He's a great coach. He's been a lot of fun. I think he doesn't have an ego. He's been in the NFL forever. He knows everybody. He knows every technique out there. And he really brings a good, fun attitude to meetings and on the practice field.
Joe, since you're our local expert on CTE and concussions.
Dr. Thomas, please.
Do you have any thoughts or reaction to the rookie from the Jets talking about the field being
So hopefully he was talking about when he was in his late 90s and had lived a great life already. But I think the player did come out and say, you know, maybe he got wrapped up in the moment and didn't actually mean that he's willing to die on the field or wants to die on the field. But you look at sort of the old school football mentality that a lot of players were kind of raised under, and it was all about a warrior mentality where you wanted to give everything you had for the team, and that's the way you want to get the most out of your players. But it's important for all players to understand that we're playing a game, and it's not that serious. We always have to think about our health and safety when you're out there, and while understanding that this is an entertainment sport, it's not life and death.
Joe, who would be maybe the three best pass rushers that you faced, and do you think that Miles has the potential to be like one of those guys?
Three best of all time? it's a big list. Dwight Freeney's always one guy that I think about when I think about the best pass rushers I've ever faced. DeMarcus Ware is another guy that I think about. Khalil Mack, Terrell Suggs. Those are guys that probably come to my head first. And certainly Miles has the talent to be like in that category of player. But obviously, as a rookie, he's got a lot of things to learn. He's got to polish his game before he's going to be on that level. But certainly when you just look at God-given ability and potential, there's no reason that he could be an elite pass rusher.
Are you helping him much off the field, too? You know, you guys, are there a lot of one-on-one talks or anything like that?
I enjoy talking to him, you know, about anything because he's really smart and he's very engaging. And as I get a chance to watch him more in training camp, I'm able to give them more tips, and I try to help all those guys out. I do enjoy coaching. That's sort of a passion of mine, and it's one of the great parts about being an older player on this team is you've got a lot of knowledge that you can give to these younger guys and see big leaps and bounds of improvement with just a few tips, and that's very gratifying to me.
What about the team in general? You know, where it is now, coming up the one season.
Yeah. I think we're in a great position. I think we've added some nice talent in the offseason. We've done an excellent job in the draft. And I think so far in training camp, things have gone really well. And I think the sky's the limit for us.
How surprised are you, if at all, that you like coaching as much as you do? I mean, is that a surprise to you?
I don't know. I guess I had never thought about it. I think just being able to tell somebody a little tip and seeing them put that into action and become a better player instantly it's really rewarding, and it's fun, and I don't know.
Would you consider coaching?
We got time for a couple more.
I don't know if I'd be interested in coaching. I mean, I like to coach. The hours that they keep are a little steep right now. You know, I'm leaving the building about 10:30 every night, and they're still here another like 2 or 3 hours, so I'm not sure how attractive that is. But you never know. It's hard to say where your life will take you when you're done playing. But certainly being an NFL coach or a college coach, it takes a new level of commitment compared to where we are as players.
After after you whispered nice try to Miles on the bull rush that you tried, anything to you after the time you got around here? Did you say anything to him?
No. You know, it's funny because there's so many things that happen in a practice, so many interactions that a lot of times as players we don't even remember it. But then, you know, when word gets out on one thing or the other, it becomes the talk of the town necessarily. And as players, you don't even really think twice about it sometimes.
Joe Bitonio called J.C. Treader Alex in his knowledge of the game. You obviously knew Alex very well. Mm-hmm. Do you see a little bit of that?
Yeah, he's got a lot of the same demeanor that Alex had. I think he's really smart. He's very intelligent, very confident. He has those intangibles that you need as a center, and those are the same intangibles that Alex had. So certainly I hope JC can play as well as Alex did for the Browns.
Last